This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, this weekend, the Sutherland Throwdown is happening. Terry Brock, Derek Sisson in to talk about it. Terry, let's start off with you. Talk about, you kind of get things going with the cornhole tournament, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kyle. So Saturday morning is when the people actually start coming into the park. And we've got cornhole registration starts at 8 o'clock. And if you are registered even on the Throwdown and or, excuse me, with Scoreholio.
So registration, get registered as soon as you can?
Yeah. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. We want cornhole teams to come in and register at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and then once everybody's registered, then the tournament will start on Saturday about 10 o'clock. But you, even if you're pre-registered, you still want to be at the park, Central Park, at 8 o'clock.
And you get cornhole people coming from a lot of places, right?
Yeah, you know, I can't honestly really tell you for sure how far away. I mean, sometimes people fly into Eugene, and then they'll drive down to Sutherland from there on out. Some folks will just, they'll travel in from Portland, you know, up into Washington, and some come up from California. We never really, really know for sure who's going to be there until we see the whites of their eyes, though.
But it's obviously been and continues to be a really popular event. Derek, what's kind of your role in all of this?
So Terry's got me working, helping him do organizing the barbecue teams. So I've tried to recruit and help the barbecue teams get set up and bring them into to barbecue and put on a good show for the crowd.
And this is not just people randomly barbecuing. I mean, this is a real serious competition.
That's right. It's a KCBS-sanctioned barbecue competition. So teams are coming from all over the United States. Really, we got people from Texas and Colorado and California and Washington, and a lot of local teams right here trying to make points to continue to grow their brand and compete nationally.
So are you somebody that likes to barbecue yourself?
That's how I met Terry. Was the first year that they put this on at the Sutherland Throwdown. I actually was a barbecue team.
And what do you like to, like, what's your best thing in barbecuing?
Oh, man.
Not to reveal any secrets on the radio, but.
I mean, honestly, just really, it's just making good food, making good barbecue. You know, there is no real favorite. I love cooking it all. And more than anything, I enjoy feeding people and letting people, hearing that people love the food I'm making.
So, Terry, talk about, for people who want to come out and watch all of this, how does that work Saturday and Sunday in terms of the barbecue part?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kyle. So people will come to the park at Saturday morning, and then they'll purchase their tokens. The tokens are $2 each, and then you take those tokens, you roam around throughout the park, and you trade those tokens for either barbecue or brew, cider, this, that, or whatever. It's kind of an open forum there, so you can just kind of roam around and enjoy that. And then toward the evening, right before the concert starts, we'll have the MC take the stage, and that's where we're going to introduce some of our students, prior scholarship winners, and also some present scholarship winners. And then we've got some builds I want to talk to you about, too.
Yeah, and people have an opportunity to really help this whole concept you're working on with the trades by participating in the auction.
Yes, absolutely. So, Kyle, what we're talking about is our Made for Trade Scholarship and Mentoring Program. We've got students, basically, they're kind of scattered from all over Douglas County. But what we'll do is we'll get these students together, we'll work with them, we'll take on a project and just give them an opportunity to work with their hands and, you know, build something, create something, see the challenges and so on, overcome that, and decide if they want to be get into a trade of some sort, then we'll help them from there.
And so the auction then is, what can people bid on?
So we have 5 projects this year. We've got an 8x16 shelter. You could use it for, if you had to, you could use it for an emergency shelter. It could be a tool shed, could be a she shed, something like that. 8x16, fully enclosed, insulated, sheetrocked. It's wired for 110 volt power. That will be up for auction. We also have a pergola. This is built with one student, one mentor. We have a greenhouse, again, built with one student and one mentor team. And then we have a chicken coop, one student, one mentor team, and then a picnic table. So we have five items for auction.
So they can really make a difference. And the kids that have gone through this before, talk about what you've seen, kind of how that really gives them a boost.
Well, it gives them a boost in lots of ways. For one, they gain the confidence that they, you know, that they can actually create something with their hands. It gives them an opportunity to build something they can be proud of. It also helps them by the money that's generated. Like every item that's auctioned, all the money goes into a scholarship fund, and it's available for those students for school, tuition, tools, work clothes if they need, what have you. So there, it's basically kind of an earn your own scholarship program. I really encourage people to come out, look at the projects, because there's some pretty nice looking stuff coming out. Meet the students, shake their hands, and know that you're supporting their future, and they're earning that money too. So I think that's just a big part of what we're doing at Made for Trades.
And Derek, what else do you want to let people know about for what's going on?
Oh, man. I mean, we're going to have live music. We're going to have tons and tons of barbecue. We're going to have brew. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be lots to do, lots to eat. And, I mean, they're obviously, yeah, you can come out and watch the cornhole players play. It's going to be great.
All right. And, Terry, as we wrap up, what anything else people need to know?
Nope. I think the weather's going to be pretty good, unless you jinx us again, Kyle. Yeah, I think you hit us with 95-degree weather last year. But now the weather's going to be nice. We're going to have the place set up. If you've been to the Throwdown before, you'll see it. It'll be a little bit different here and there. We try not to do the same thing over and over and over. It'll be a great environment. It's family-friendly. The splash pad's there. So if the kids want to come and play in the splash pad, it's at our Sutherland Central Park. So everybody's welcome. If you want to participate in sampling, though, you're going to want to pick up those tokens. Those are $2 each, and we treat that just as currency of the day.
All right. Sutherland Throwdown this weekend, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.